the Kerry Ambassador Programme podcast series, introducing you to the community and industry leaders aiming to make Kerry a premier business events destination and a place to do business.
Killorglin native Áine Moriarty is the founder and CEO of IFTA, the Irish Film and Television Academy. There's huge excitement within the industry following fellow Kerry woman Jessie Buckley's recent success, most notably her becoming the first Irish woman to win the Best Actress Award at the Oscars. Áine, you're very welcome.
Hello, Mary. How are you? It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
Áine, you are the founder and the CEO of IFTA, the Irish Film and Television Academy, and you were chosen as one of the 37 founding ambassadors in the Kerry Ambassador Programme when it launched in 2022. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much. I am very proud to be involved in anything like that related to Kerry, and they do some fantastic work there, so it's an absolute honour.
And we're going to talk more about that a little bit later on. But first of all, Áine, can you tell us about your career to date, coming from Killorglin and going on to establish IFTA?
Yeah, I suppose, look, I'm a local Killorglin, so I went to the Carnegie School, and my background there locally would have been in art and music and all of that. I would have been involved in the local drama and pantomime, so I suppose that's where my love for performance and appreciating the spoken word and so forth in terms of then transmitted onto the screen. But I learned a lot there locally, working with the pantomime and local drama groups. But after school, I was accepted to the Crawford Art College in Cork. But I had started with a band locally, and I wanted to stay around. Instead of going off to Cork, I chose a business course in Tralee, which kind of brought me down the business route, which I'm always grateful for then in terms of putting that perspective on the art side of things for me. And I think that might have been the grassroots of merging the two in terms of business and art together. I went on to Dublin in 1990 and I studied graphic design there and started teaching art for a little while in graphics. And then the new Irish Film Centre established itself in around about 1992. And that was a big interest for me because I think at the time, Neil Jordan and Jim Sheridan had just had wonderful success at the Oscars. Neil did The Crying Game and Jim Sheridan did My Left Foot. So I was very into film and going to see films. So when the new Film Centre started in Temple Bar, I was so excited. They were opening up new jobs. And like many others, I lined up and got myself a little job in there. And eventually I worked my way into becoming the advertising and sales manager with Film Ireland magazine that was based there. And that's where I really started looking at how do we promote Ireland and promote the talent that's here in Ireland out to the world at large. I was always excited about what we could do as an industry here. So round about that time as well, the Irish Film Board was re-established. Michael D. Higgins was the minister at the time, and he introduced new tax incentives for the Irish film industry. So it was all happening in the very early 90s. Ireland had incentives to encourage people to come and make films in Ireland, and they would get what we would probably call tax breaks, but it was really an incentive to spend your money in Ireland, recruiting local talent, crews, all of that. So they were visionary at the time. We were one of the first in Europe as a country to introduce those incentives. So it paid off because we were very early on starting to put Ireland on the map in terms of a place to come and make films. If you think of Braveheart and Saving Private Ryan, they were all in or about that time. Saving Private Ryan was maybe a little bit before it. But for me, it became the Mecca, the Irish Film Centre, in the early 90s. I got to know so many friends within the industry. There was a lot of filmmaking courses going on at the weekend there with Film Base and so forth. And I joined a lot of those, learned how to make short films. It was the most exciting period. People didn't have too much. Wages weren't great, but we were all doing something artistic and creative, and we were really putting the spotlight as we could on what was happening locally within the screen industry. I was there for a couple of years, and then in 1994, I had my first child. In those days, depending on what job you were in, but you didn't necessarily get maternity leave, not in the arts world anyway. It was always very hard. So I had to take time out, which I was happy to do, and start raising my child. But I learned a little bit about the World Wide Web at the time, which was a big thing. And ideas came on board, and I applied for a small business grant to set up a website to promote the film industry, which was called IFTN, the Irish Film and Television Network. And that's still going today. And we've built websites for film organizations within the industry. And then we kind of won a few awards along the way for the work that we were doing. I built a really great team around me, fabulous, talented people. And then in 2003, it was timely within the industry to establish an Irish Film and Television Academy, because the more I could see out there, everyone had, BAFTA was in existence, all of the other Césars, the Donatellas, all of those European countries had their own academies. And there had been an attempt at putting an academy together in Ireland, but it needed to get the momentum of different organisations to come behind it. So I got into the car and drove around to all of the different organizations and kind of got a momentum going, pulled a committee together, and we launched the first IFTA Academy in 2003, which is 23 years ago. We've achieved a lot over those years, great team of people. The industry has grown, I suppose. We've been like a little spotlight on the industry over that number of years. The talent that started out way back then, they're all leaders in the field out there now. Just brilliant talent in front and behind the camera. So I think it was just our job to really help promote them, put the spotlight on them. Screen Ireland is the funding organisation from government, whereas we were the academy. We were about the art form, about the craft, about encouraging and nurturing talent. So we now have 1,300 industry professionals in the organization. We run a year-round learning program of events, masterclasses, discussions, forums, and so forth, casting and acting forums with people like Judi Dench, Edward Norton, Sharon Horgan, international talent that we invite in to support our members who are learning and working within the film industry. We've had wonderful directors come in to talk with our members, like Martin Scorsese did an incredible masterclass with our members. Chloe Zhao, who is the director of Hamnet, she did a wonderful masterclass with us back in 2021. Louis Theroux, the extraordinary documentary maker, he did a masterclass with us for our documentary making chapter. Members are made up of actors, writers, producers, directors, cinematographers, right across the board. I suppose over the 23 years, we've given 30 lifetime achievement awards to extraordinary people. One of our first awards, we gave it to Maureen O'Hara. She was an amazing recipient. People like Pierce Brosnan, obviously Judi Dench, I mentioned there, Liam Neeson, Fionnuala Flanagan, Ciarán Hinds this year. And also over those years, we've given rising stars to Saoirse Ronan, Michael Fassbender, people like that, Donald Gleeson, and Nicola Coughlan. So that's the annual awards. So it's not just the awards we do. As I said, we do the masterclasses and discussions throughout the year. But then we've just finished the 2026 IFTA Awards, where Jessie Buckley won the IFTA for Best Actress for Hamnet, which we were very proud to have Jessie there. And last year, Cillian Murphy won the Best Actor Award, and the previous year as well, he won it for Oppenheimer. Saoirse Ronan won the Best Actress last year. We've watched their journey and been very proud of what they've achieved for Ireland. The industry's in a great place right now. It's in a great place.
You mentioned awards there. We've just come to the end of awards season 2026, in which you mentioned Kerry's own Jessie Buckley swept the boards, becoming the first Irish woman to win the Best Actress at the Oscars. And she wasn't the only Irish Oscar winner this year. Richard Bainham won Best Visual Effects, his third Oscar, and they were among 10 Oscar nominations for Irish talent or Irish produced films this year. And I suppose over the past decade, the Irish have been very well represented across the international film awards. Anya, can you talk to us about your views on the state of play of Irish film and Irish talent right now?
Well, I suppose you're right about the nominations, even in 2023, for The Banshees of Inisherin, Colin Farrell, Brendan Gleeson, Barry Keoghan, Terry Condon, they were all nominated, which is unusual. That year as well, An Irish Goodbye, which was the Northern Irish short film, won the best Oscar for a short film, which was fantastic. Kieran Hines has been Oscar nominated, just so many over the years. Robbie Ryan, behind the scenes cinematographer, Seamus McGarvey. But look, the industry is doing very, very well. It's contributing around 1 billion into the Irish economy every year. It's got over 15,000 employees specifically working in film. So, and all of the colleges have introduced filmmaking courses or something to do with creative storytelling and so forth. And I think that's the basis of it. It's the essence of what we're all about, storytellers. And that's where we come from. That's my background as well, the love of storytelling and performance. A lot of our Irish writers and directors, they'll write for film, they'll write for drama, but they also write for theatre. And there's a great cross-pollination across all of the different aspects of performance. We're doing really, really well internationally. And of course, we have international co-productions. Irish production companies now, they're not just making films in Ireland and trying to raise funds in Ireland. They're raising international funds with co-production opportunities with other countries, accessing their tax incentives, bringing them to Ireland. But then you have big productions like Netflix. Wednesday is going into its third season of filming currently, I think, here in Ireland. Brad Pitt is currently filming The Riders in Ireland. They're working in another European country right now, but they're coming back to Ireland again. I think the Section 481 tax credit has been an enormous incentive for the industry here. And that's been a big thing for all of us. The training opportunities that that gives local crews here in Ireland and builds their confidence. If somebody new coming into the industry, maybe even coming out of college, having learned to be behind the camera or in front of the camera, and they get a chance to assist or to work in a second AD position or to be a runner, even some of the very younger ones, on international productions that are happening here or some of the bigger Irish productions. The confidence that it builds within them, the exposure it gives them to new opportunities and contacts and the skills is the big thing. So I think people like Martin McDonagh, I mentioned about The Banshees of Inisherin, filmmakers like that, he's bringing productions to Ireland, which is fantastic as well. Christy, the winner of the best Irish film this year at IFTA. That film is a Cork-made film, low budget, brilliant new talent across the board. It's working from a small budget, but everybody has said how extraordinary the script writing, the talent, the performances, and it's that confidence. I think when you give people the confidence that they can achieve, you just step back and leave them at it, as we say in Kerry. You just let them at it and by God, they can deliver.
And speaking of Kerry and Jessie Buckley's Oscar win, what kind of effect do you think that this will have on Irish film, and what possibilities do you envisage for the future of Irish film and Irish talent as a result of her win?
I suppose the one extraordinary thing for Jessie is that she's the first Irish woman to have won the Best Actress Oscar. From a home point of view, that's significant in terms of her ticking the box and the pride that we feel for her. In terms of her effect internationally, I think the fact that Jessie is such an incredible ambassador for Ireland, she's got a down-to-earth persona. And she's really about the art form. Even when you see her in interviews, when we had her here at home for the IFTAs there just recently, she doesn't change. She's the same behind the scenes as she's in front of the scenes. She's lovely to everybody she meets. And that is an incredible role model for Ireland as well internationally, because people like her. And when they see what she can do with a script and how she can give it everything, look, she's the head of the ship at the moment now because she's won that award. But everybody can see internationally the layer of talent that is coming from Ireland. And I think that's what it is. She is inspiring people. She's inspiring people internationally to connect with Ireland, to employ Irish talent, knowing that they're hard workers, they're grafters, they can deliver. But then on the other hand, Jessie is an inspiration for Irish female talent here as well. Young writers, actresses, all of that coming through, knowing that they could go all the way. And they don't even have to go all the way. They've got to enjoy it and really look to achieve well in their work. Even for us with the IFTAs, it's not necessarily about who wins. It's about being nominated by your peers. It's the overall selection in each of the category. People are being given just a little tap on the back to say, well done, that was excellent work. So I think all of those things she embodies, and she's a huge inspiration.
Absolutely. Anya, moving away from that a little bit to the Irish language, it's experiencing a creative renaissance as such, and Irish language films have done particularly well in terms of international awards. Can you talk about the preservation of the Irish language through the arts?
I guess it's been a long haul, but even again, talking about Michael D. Higgins, the whole setting up of T.G. Carr way back, the resilience that they've shown. There was a lot of naysayers back along who said, why should we have an Irish language television station for a small community of people who speak the Irish language? And little did we know that, as you said, the renaissance, the resurgence of our love as an industry for the language. My own father was a school headmaster at home in Kerry, and we all grew up a big family. We all grew up speaking Irish as children in the home, and encouraged all the time to do that, to sing Oscailge, to write or to be creative Oscailge. And the resurgence really, I suppose, happened, if we want to look at it over the last number of years, in 22 and 23, when on Colleen Kuhn, The Quiet Girl by Colm Braid, it was Claire Keegan's short book, Foster. Colm Braid translated that into Irish and adapted a screenplay, Oscailge, and it won the best film at IFTA. It swept the boards, really. Another hat that I might have is with the committee for the Oscar Irish selection, and I chair that. But we put forward on Colleen Kuhn to represent Ireland at the Oscars in what used to be called the foreign language Oscar category and is now the international film category. And we went to Los Angeles. We really encouraged people to come and see it there. We invited people like Pierce Brosnan and people like that to host screenings, just attract people, the members, the voting members, to see the film. They got Oscar nominated. They didn't win the Oscar, but everybody who saw that film across the globe fell in love with it, how it spoke to people, and the confidence that gave back to Ireland in terms of knowing the Irish language is not a setback. It's on par with any of the languages worldwide. And if any storytelling in the Irish language can transcend any limitations we might have thought about it being in a language other than English. And so, look, the beauty of that film really inspired us. Then the following year, we put forward Kneecap, Rich Pepiet's film from Northern Ireland. Everybody knew Kneecap, and it couldn't have been more opposite. And Colleen Kuhn was this beautiful, quiet, simple story, and brilliant, brilliant. And then Kneecap was this boisterous, bold, fun, music-filled film. There was everything in it. There was all sorts of shenanigans and drugs and sex and rock and roll, the whole thing in the Irish language, which was like, oh my God, a shock to the system for probably a lot of people. But the film was so brilliant. We put that forward to the Oscars. Now, they didn't get down to the final five, but they did very, very well. And so what's brilliant about the Irish language and in the film industry, we have a thing called Cine Cathair now, which is a fund that was set up between T.G. Cathair, Screen Ireland, Cumasú na mBan, and you have Northern Ireland Screen, who also have a Irish language funding element. So Irish films, Oscailge, are being funded. They're brilliantly written. People who have ordinarily maybe worked in the English language here in Ireland are actually turning to the Irish language. It's great that there's funding, so that's an attraction. But the fact that the Irish language is doing so well and succeeding, it's become very, very attractive and the audiences are really tuning in. I suppose we've got to appreciate that NECAP brought a huge young audience to the fore. Young people out there now who have said they've taken up the learning of the Irish language. We all learnt Irish at school, but a lot of people might have rebelled a little bit against it. And a lot of those people are turning back saying, hold on a minute, I'm very proud of being Irish. I'm very proud that we have our own language and let's use it. And there are people going back to Irish language, evening classes and things like that. And right now at the moment, there's new films like Borcha is out in the cinemas. Aintis. Borcha is a kind of a crime drama, really, really good. And Aintis is an all-female bank heist film. It's on a couple of the TV stations right now, so you can get it on the player. So there's lots happening in the Irish language, and I am so proud to see that happening. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Áine, as we mentioned at the start, you were chosen as one of the 37 founding Kerry ambassadors in the Kerry Ambassador Programme. What was your reaction to being chosen?
I was humbled. Anything where you can help promote and support work that's going on in Kerry. The Ambassador Programme is really terrific. The work that they're doing is really exceptional in terms of attracting business to Kerry, looking at ideas outside the box as to how that can happen across all industries. Of course, my side of it would be the film and television side, but they're working across the hotel industry, tourism, science, all sorts. And you can see that reflected in the various ambassadors that are there. So I'm very proud to be involved.
What do you feel have been the benefits to you of being involved in the Kerry Ambassador Programme?
Well, I suppose really for me, it's reconnected me with people who work in business at home and opportunities to bring some ideas to the table. They have some very good networking groups. And it's just opened my eyes as to what could happen and what the potential is there. Looking at County Kerry holistically, it's just been a very interesting insight into what's being achieved with the ambassador group overall and the various people who work within it. It's a credit really to Becky, who runs the Kerry Convention Bureau, in terms of bringing the right kind of people together and the vision that she has for it. She's really proactive, doing a lot of events in Dublin as well, and just making sure that the reach of the community of people that she has pulled together, that we're all proactive. I know even from my own point of view, there's so much more that I need to be doing now. The pressure is on when you're an ambassador. So you have to think outside the box, how can we help? And she's so encouraging of that. Really brilliant work by her and her team.
And you were in Killarney last year for the Global Economic Summit, which brings together world leaders, policymakers and global experts. Can you tell us about this?
It was great. I was invited to speak and also to host an in conversation with Liam Cunningham last year. It's very nice to be involved in the workshops there, bringing ideas to the table. It's a great incentive that they have, a great event that they're hosting there. It was a wonderful space to be in where you had world leaders coming together, coming to Kerry of all places, to appreciate the landscape, appreciate the fact that it's a think tank for global leaders and business people. It just shows what Kerry can do. There was loads of events to go out to during the day, showcasing the areas around Killarney and so forth. So more of that can really happen. And I think Killarney has, number one, Killarney and the wider County Kerry has the right kind of venues to be able to deal with this, the hotel capacity to be able to deal with an influx of big business events that could be brought to the county in itself. So I think overall, look, it was a great experience and it was really well done.
And Áine, you have a lot of involvement in events in Kerry as a member of the Film Steering Group Kerry and a board member of the Kerry Film Festival. As a founding Kerry ambassador, do you think there are any events that could be brought to Kerry using your influence as an ambassador?
Yes, I do believe. Well, I suppose first and foremost, I have to look at my own area of expertise and the industry that I know, which is the film and television industry. So as part of the Kerry Steering Group, there's a lot that we can do by way of making Kerry more film friendly, and there are some great people. Sean Mulchnock has gone in into the Kerry County Council now to head up their funding side of things, and he's very proactive in terms of making sure that the various areas within Kerry can accommodate films when they come in. There's things like silly things that people won't think of, like closing roads or getting clearances on certain things, whether it is to do with waterways or coastlines, etc. And knowing what areas are already primed to allow filming trucks to come into their vicinity and so forth. As I mentioned to you earlier on, 1 billion coming into Ireland overall into the economy on an annual basis, and the kind of returns that that can bring to the local communities. It would be lovely to see Kerry have a slice of that pie. So look, we're helping in that way to make sure that the right people are introduced anywhere that we can see contacts. We're introducing people locally there to help establish conversations and see where that goes. And we've had a few successes.
And Áine, before we finish, going back to Jessie's Oscar win, do you think that it will help attract more events to the county?
I think the fact that Jessie's from Kerry will certainly, and the more that she talks about Kerry, and the more that's written about her being from Kerry, and in fairness, at the IFTAs, that was the last thing she said was, you know, I think she said up Kerry, or, you know, she definitely mentioned Kerry in that. And the more internationally that she talks about Kerry, very much so, it puts Kerry on the map from that perspective. But I think it'll take a lot more than just Jessie being from Kerry. Obviously, we have Michael Fassbender from Kerry. I think we've got to work as an industry. We've got to work as a community to make Kerry friendly. We need the county council to really get involved. We need all of the different businesses to really say, what can we do to help? Because there's something there for everyone. It's about putting our thinking caps on to see how can we make Kerry more friendly to filmmaking.
Well, look, Áine, we are going to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time, and congratulations once again on being chosen as a Kerry ambassador.
Thank you so much.
The Kerry Ambassador Programme, driving economic growth through business events and investment opportunities, and raising Kerry's profile as a global business hub. For more, visit kerryconventionbureau.com/Kerry Ambassador.